The following is a paid advertisement. The opinions, viewpoints, and promises made during the following program are not those of KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you know.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. I'm Gary Bell, right here in the studio. Brad Pollock is not with us this week. He'll be with us again next week, and we're ready to go for you. 303-713-8255. Listen, we educate you. We want you to be informed and educated. Yeah, Gary, we know that. We've heard you say that. Well, we really do. I can't tell you what a difference it makes. Somebody comes into our office in a motor vehicle accident, and they said, yes, I have more UIM. Yes, I did increase my UIM. It is so refreshing, but more than being refreshing, more than making us happy, more than making you happy, you've done the right thing legally. And many times it's the only place you can go to get paid for your injuries, damages, and losses, medical bills, lost wages, injuries, broken arm, broken neck, strained neck, injection therapy. Think about it. It's a quick phone call away, or you can get online. Most people can do it from their phone. And it's not that expensive. This is a no-brainer. You know, on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we have 10 books. 10 books. They're all on injury subjects, and one of them deals with Colorado car insurance, and one of them deals with hit and run. And then we have other subjects as well, but they revolve around how you're going to get paid for your injuries, damages, and losses. There's a lot to this. You know, we started our series, Car Accidents 101. We are now in part 32. Think about that. Part 32 separate shows on different injury subjects, and we have just scratched the surface. So it's an area that you need information. It's an area you need to know about, and it's an area you need to be educated in. And we do all of that. Bell and Pollock. You can call us. We're injury attorneys. Our office number is 303-795-5900. And here's what we're going to do today. I want you to sit down, grab your coffee, think about this. Jeremy, let's go back to March 12th, 2025. Jeremy is a worker. He gets up, has his breakfast, goes to his car, driving to work, listening to the radio, gets to work, gets out of his car, gets in the van for XYZ Electric Company, checks in, clocks in, gets his tools, materials, looks at the job sites and the job requests and the job orders, turns the van to the left, exits the parking lot of XYZ Electric Company, and turns right. Stop sign, going to the first job site. Things are going good. Radio. Then Jeremy becomes distracted, looking at his cell phone, runs through a red light. Boom. Hits Joe. T-bone accident. Joe is injured. They call the ambulance. Joe gets in the ambulance. To the hospital he goes. In the hospital, they determine they have to do surgery. In doing surgery, Joe contracts an infection. With the hardware they had to implant. The infection can't be controlled. They try. The doctors try, but they cannot control the infection. The infection spreads. Leads to a seizure. Joe dies. Tragic. So, is the car insurance company for Jeremy and XYZ Electric Company responsible for the death of Joe? Or is it just responsible and liable for the neck injuries and the surgery? And that's it. What do you think? We're doing a little review today, but it's a little quizzical. Cases like this happen, have happened. So the insurance company for the electric company says, you got to be kidding me. We can't be liable for an infection in the hospital. We can't be liable and responsible under our insurance policy, car insurance policy, to pay for an infection and death. And wrongful death damages on top of other damages. And Joe's widow says, yes, you can be. You put him there. You put him in the hospital. He wasn't going to the hospital that day. He was going to work. Since you put him there, you're responsible for everything the hospital does. And XYZ Electric Company's attorney saying, no, it's too remote. It's too far. What's your answer? What do you guys think? In some states, this is called the subsequent negligent doctrine. So you have the original negligence, which is the T-bone accident, where Jeremy is distracted, runs a red light, T-bones Joe, Joe's in the hospital. No fault of his own, undergoes surgery, no fault of his own, infection, doctors commit malpractice, they let the infection spread, they don't test the infection, and it kills him. Right? So, if you read any of our books on our website, championsofthepeople.com, this is exactly what we do. And the other thing is that it all ties back into our book. And I'm going to give you the answer in a minute. Don't worry. But it all ties back into our book about the definitive guideline of Colorado car insurance. Because that's what it all boils down to, insurance. Because in that example I just gave you, what if XYZ Electric Company... Hard to think this, but what if they had no insurance? What if Jeremy driving the XYZ Electric Company van had no insurance? So you're arguing over insurance. You're arguing over insurance money for damages, injuries, and losses, and in that case, death. All right, we got a break coming up. I'm going to give you the answer. Stick with me. We're going to do educate you today. This is Car Accidents 101. We're on part 33 today. I want to remind everybody that our usual Champions of the People Injury Show, 1 hour long at 10 a.m. on KOA every Saturday, is in a two-hour delay window. It's going to be at 12 noon today instead of 10 a.m. because we are preempted by the Broncos, and everybody loves the Broncos, and that's all right. That's great. Just be advised that our 10 o'clock show is not going to air until noon. Okay, away. But we're there every weekend, and 98% of the time we don't get preempted, but this weekend we are, which is a good thing. NFL's back, and so we're proud to be part of the KOA family and KHOW family and iHeart, and that's the schedule for today. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack's not with us today. Don't you go away. I'm going to give you the answer when I come back. We'll be right back. Okay, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack is not with us today. We're ready to go. Legal rock and roll. 303-713-8255. Right before the break, I mentioned that the KOA Champions of the People Injury Show, 1 hour long on four different venues in the state of Colorado. The one on KOA usually airs at 10 o'clock in the morning. Today it's going to air at noon because we got preempted by the Broncos. Glad to be preempted by the Broncos. Ready to go. It's that time of the year. All right, and in Steamboat Springs on KBCR, we're talking about you've been injured in a car accident, and now what do you do? I mean, now what do you do? So if you want to listen to that one, it's on KBCR 96.9, Steamboat Springs, 8 o'clock in the morning. And the KOA show I just mentioned today at noon is going to be you're injured on your bicycle. It's bike accident time. What do you do? Who's responsible? What do you do when they blame you? What do you mean they blame me? Yeah, they blame you. You weren't riding your bike. You didn't comply with the statutes. You ran a red light. Well, no, but we have new laws on that. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. New statutes on that. Right. Exactly. So what are you going to do? How are you going to approach this? Can you recover if you've been injured on a bicycle, hit by a car? Yeah, and what insurance applies? So every week, we do Champions of the People Injury Show 1 hour long, in addition to all of our other 30-minute shows, all of our other podcasts, to give you the information. And this is a 1 hour long show. So when you're on your bicycle, understand they're going to try to blame you. So if you understand at the very beginning they're going to try to blame you, you're going to be able to do something about it. Because what? Come on. Because you're going to get a game plan. Perfectly legal to have your own strategy and game plan. You don't have to fly through this blindly. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to, well, guess what the rules are. You need to know what the rules are. And you need to apply them to yourself and your family for your protection and the protection of your family. So, today, noon, KOA, talking about injuries on bicycles. And by the way, if you're on your bicycle and you're hit by a car, can your own car insurance cover you? Right? Lots of questions. Lots of issues in the injury world. And by the way, you need and want attorneys that have been here with you for years. We've been here for years. We've been doing the show for you for over 25 years. Bell and Pollack. I'm Gary Bell. Okay, let's go back to Jeremy and Joe. Right? Joe went to the hospital. Got T-boned by Jeremy. He was distracted on his phone, working for XYZ Electric Company. Went to the hospital, had surgery on his neck. Got an infection, massive infection. Doctors committed malpractice, and he died. Is the car insurance, vehicle insurance, probably a commercial policy of XYZ Electric Company and Jeremy liable for the death, liable for the infection? And the answer is yes. And you say, you're going to be kidding me, Gary. Come on. No, you guys are kidding me. You guys must have lost it this morning. How can you connect those dots? Well, the Colorado courts and most courts in other states have said and hold that if you're injured by a third party, hospital, i.e. hospital, doctors, and the injury came from something directly related to or connected with the original negligence, i.e. T-boning, running a red light, if it's connected, if it's directly related to, then the automobile insurance company is responsible under the policy. And they can't exclude it. That's a whole other subject. You know, when they don't like something in the insurance policy or the insurance laws like the state of Colorado, they try to exclude it. I might cover that in a minute, but they try to exclude it. So, yeah, it might be that way by the law of Colorado, but we've excluded it by the terms of our policy, so you don't get it anyway. So, yes, they're responsible for Joe's death. They're responsible for wrongful death. And then, despite the arguments from XYZ Electric Company's attorneys, it's not related. I mean, there is no way he died at the scene. There's no way this vehicle accident caused his death. There's no way there's a connection. The point of the law is the automobile accident, the van, T-boning Joe's car, put Joe in the hospital, put Joe in the hands of what they call in the law third parties, hospital people. It could be somebody else. It could be a different group of third parties. But that accident put Joe in the hands of hospital people and third parties. And under that scenario, that case, you put him there, XYZ Electric Company. Your driver put him there. He wasn't going there this morning. It wasn't going to be that way. He was off to work happy. Now he's in the hospital. Now he's having neck surgery. Don't even know that. Thought he's going to be having coffee and bagels with his coworkers. Not so much. And since you put him there and you put him in the hands of third parties, hospital, doctors, nurses, since you did that, you, Mr. Insurance Company, for the at-fault driver of XYZ Electric Company, is responsible under the terms, conditions, of your, and provisions of your policy to pay. Let's try another one. I know you're getting the hang of this. I'm proud of you. This is good. Really good. See, education makes a big difference. You're in my automobile accident, and you need to be educated even on the mundane points because it makes a difference. Wow. Mary, February 3rd, 2025, is going to the grocery store to shop for her family. She gets in her car, turns left, heads for the grocery store. Rodney, 22 years old, jumped up engine, testing a few things on his Ford Mustang, approaches a red light behind Mary. Boom. You can smell the smoke, smell the rubber, the glass. Hear it crack. Ambulance comes. Mary's off to the hospital, unconscious at the scene. At the hospital, on day three, the nurses come in and give Mary the wrong medication. She's semi-conscious. She starts asking for help. She starts struggling, breathing hard, clamoring, wanting help. Medicines are obviously contraindicated, and she dies. So what did we just learn? What did we learn? That the person who rear-ended Mary, Rodney, in his souped-up Ford Mustang, 22 years old, too fast, not paying attention, boom, puts her in the hospital. Puts her in what? What? The hands of third parties, meaning the hospital. It could be an ambulance. It could be somebody, some other professional. Puts them in the hands. She wouldn't be in the hospital if it weren't for the car crash. Wouldn't be in the hospital if she were rear-ended viciously. Became unconscious in the hospital. They make a medical mistake. They give her the wrong medication. It's contraindicated to her original medication. suffers, and then dies. So what do we teach you? Is the car insurance company for Rodney, 22 years old, responsible and liable for the wrongful death, damages, and other damages of Mary? Yes. And then what about the negligence of the hospital and the two examples I've covered with you so far? I mean, where does that come in? Does it just go away because there was a car accident? You just say goodbye to it? Can't do anything about it? See, I like this because you're learning. I like this. This is important. So you take any point of law that we teach, any point of law that you live with in car accidents, and this is exactly how it goes. Detailed, in-depth analysis. And when you have a detailed, in-depth analysis, you end up with a legal game plan. And when you end up with a legal game plan, you end up with a strategy. And when you end up with a strategy, wow. That's what the insurance company has to beat you. And if you have a strategy to win, which Bell and Pollock gives you all the time, you can win. All right, what about the negligence of the hospital in those two examples? What about the infection, right, with Joe and Jeremy to begin with? And what about the wrongful death and the contraindicated medications of Mary and Rodney? And why does the insurance company for the at-fault party have to pay for that? Right? Gary Bell, Bell & Pollock Law Firm, our telephone number in our office is 303-795-5900. But I bet you, if you're in a car accident, you would like some education just like that. And I bet you would want something more than just a drive-by. Here's our papers. Sign them. We'll represent you. Goodbye. You need to understand what you're doing. You need to understand where you fit into the picture. You need to understand what the other side is going to do and what you're going to do. And once you do that, you're empowered and you can feel it. You can feel that you know what you're doing and you can feel like you're on the right track. There's a difference in injury attorneys. Bell and Pollock, we'll be right back. All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt, grab your legal coffee and legal bagel. We're ready to go for Caitlin's Restaurant. You know Caitlin's Restaurant has been around for a long time. They serve New Mexican dishes. They serve traditional food. They serve breakfast anytime. They serve lunch anytime. You know, they got some dishes over there and skillets that are really incredibly named and incredibly delicious. They even have a Greek omelet. They have healthier alternatives. Also for you, they got a full bar license and a deck. What are you waiting for? You know, if you like carne asada, get over there. If you like carne adobada, get over there. You know, pollo chicken. And they've got this homemade, scratch-made red chili sauce and scratch-made green chili sauce and scratch-made, you've heard me talk about it, all these pancake batter. I've tried to get that recipe from Eric for years. Can't do it. They've got breakfast burritos. They got breakfast burritos to go. They got breakfast burritos right there. And if it sounds to you like I know what I'm talking about, that I've been there before, you're right. That place is incredible. They've got a special recipe for their beans even, and it makes a great addition to any plate. You can mix and match. You can order what you want. They also have chicken and waffles. They have all kinds of egg plates. So you really want to give them a shot. They've got some great reviews if you want to see the reviews online. And also, they're located at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. That's 4379 East Mississippi Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80246. And a lot of great reviews. A lot of great reviews for the atmosphere, the friendly service, the quality of the food, the amount of the food. And I read one recently about this gentleman was so happy with a mimosa. He got, I don't know much about mimosas, but he was very happy about the mimosa. He wrote a review on the mimosa. So try Caitlin's Restaurant. That's 4379 East Mississippi Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80246, and you will love it every bite of the way. All right, back to the subject at hand. Look, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You've been educated this morning. We're not done. Hang on. We're still flying the airplane here. Hang on. But you've been educated this morning. And maybe you never even thought about the subjects we were talking about, but that's what good injury attorneys do. What would you rather have if you see an injury attorney? Somebody says, here's our paperwork, sign up, we'll call you. Here, sign it up. Sign it up. Or you want somebody that actually cares, that actually explains things to you. So that's why we always say, not only do we give a free initial consultation, because injury attorneys say that. You hear that all the time. Hey, we'll come in for a free initial consultation. Well, yes, of course. That's how we do it. However, at Bell & Pollock, we say, and get your free, meaningful, significant legal game plan. Right? And sometimes that can be very extensive in the first meeting. Sometimes it doesn't have to be. But what has to happen is it has to happen. Yeah, you need to understand where you're going. I mean, if you're injured in an accident and the at-fault driver has no insurance, you see, that's a whole different game plan, right? If you're injured in the accident and the other person has insurance but you don't, that's a different game plan. And many times when you have experienced injury attorneys, they can see, they already understand and appreciate the significance of the attacks coming from the other side, meaning the insurance company. They always already see it. And what do you mean by that, Gary? Come on. Well, look, if you're in an intersection accident, there's got to be certain proof that you have on your side, or they're going to try to blame you, and they probably will try to blame you anyway. Right? And, you know, what's incredible is I've told some clients that, you know, you were rear-ended at a stoplight, and they're going to try to blame you for the accident. They're going to try to blame you for the injuries. People fall off of their chair. You got to be kidding me. No. And that old myth, that was one of our commercials today, the old myth, well, this was an accident. Surely I'm going to get paid by the insurance company. Surely I am, because that's what insurance is for. No. Not surely. They're going to fight it. That's what they do. I mean, the lower they pay out on the claims, the more money they make. Right? So it's the name of the game. And you know, Brad Pollock made a point years ago in one of our shows that if you think for one second that, you know, you're in an accident, you call up the adjuster, let's say for the at-fault party, if you think for 1 minute, 1 second, that person you're talking to hasn't been thoroughly trained, think about what you've got going there. You're not trained. You can be if you went to our website and listened to our show on the first contact and first phone call with the adjuster. You can be trained. You can be trained by us. You can be trained by me. I'd love it. But the point of the matter is, you're talking to somebody that is trained. And believe me, they know what questions to ask. They know what to do. And if you don't know what to do, it's starting off on the wrong foot. Does it absolutely kill the claim? Many times, no. Sometimes, yes. So if there's a sometimes yes in your background and a sometimes yes in this car accident, please get a legal game plan from Bell & Pollock. Look, we trademark protected this concept, legal game plan. We wrote a book. It's on our website called Legal Game Plan. And on the cover of it, we designed a blueprint. You know, the old-fashioned blueprints architects used to use, you know, they were really, really cool blueprint of where you're going to go in your car accident. So as we say in another book, point your legal compass to true north today. Okay, one more time. I'm not one more time. I'm doing a million more times. But we're going to do it till we get it right. I'm going to do it. Get the highest UIM coverage you can get. It is too late when you come in our office. It is too late the minute the accident happens. Man, I wish I'd listened to Gary and Brad. I wish I'd increased my UIM because the person who hit me has no insurance. I mean, we even did a commercial on that. Most of our commercials are derived from real life real life events. You know, you're rear-ended. And you go back to exchange insurance information, your neck's killing you, but you got to do it. And they say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't have any insurance. But the one that really drives me craziest is when they say, well, I asked them for the insurance, but and the police officer asked them for their insurance, but they just didn't have with them physically on their person, which you're required to do, proof of insurance. So you can figure it out later, but then you got to wait for the court hearing, that sort of thing. And so if they have no insurance, folks, you're in the hospital or you're in medical treatment or you're in chiropractic treatment. Well, there are a lot of good chiropractors out there. If you're in chiropractic treatment, you know, you need the treatment. You need to pay your medical bills, lost wages. So where does everybody go? Your own UIM coverage. I'm not going to give it up. I'm not going to quit talking about it ever. That's my declaration for today. Not going to stop doing it. You're going to do this. Oh, Gary, you're making me so mad right now. You're making me so mad. You're telling me what I'm going to do. Nobody's going to tell me what I'm going to do. Yeah. You're going to increase your UIM coverage. You are. All right. We've got that. It just happened last week. It happens all the time in our law office. I'm telling you, when you're laying in a hospital bed, you can't then worry about what kind of insurance coverage you've got. You were on your way to the grocery store. Joe was on his way to work. When Jeremy of XYZ Electric Company blew through a red light and T-boned him. It's too late. Right now, it's not too late. Right? So, all right, today, our Champions of the People Injury Show in Colorado Springs at 11 o'clock on KRDO is neck injury. And the thing I want to tell you about neck injury is we all know you're going to get a sore neck, you can get a damaged neck, you can get ligaments, you can get tendons, you can get nerve damage, you can have all kinds of compromised nerves, innervation from C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? You can have nerve problems. You know, you can have brachial plexopathy. But the one I want you to watch out for is called an atlantoaxial neck injury. I compare the atlantoaxial neck injury, and it's very serious. And many doctors can't diagnose it and don't diagnose it. I'm a doctor, I'm not, but I've seen it happen. Atlantoaxial neck injury, I compare it to you standing in a small rowboat in an ocean, kind of a bumpy, choppy water ocean, with two 10-pound weights. You're holding one barbell in one hand and one in the other, and you're holding them out, and you're trying to balance yourself. That's a sophisticated diagnosis. But it's real. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're on your side. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. Gary Bell in the studio. Brad Pollack is not here with us this week. He'll be back next week, and we're ready to go for you. 303-713-8255. The number to our law office is 303-795-5900. Anytime, 24/7, we're there for you. We make hospital visits. We can do that easily. We do it all the time. So 303-795-5900, or just go to championsofthepeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried. championsofthepeople.com. And it's an information-loaded website, but we really mean it. And there's various ways you can contact us. There's forms you can fill out. They're easy to fill out. They don't take 10 days to fill out. And then we contact you and we get rolling. I've also said, and I'll say it again, if you have not been in an accident and you just want information on your insurance policy, I'll be glad to answer your questions. And I think, I know people have called me up saying, I can't believe I got you on the phone. Well, you can get me on the phone. It's just not that hard. 303-795-5900. My receptionist says, Gary, there's a couple on the line that want to talk about their insurance policy. They haven't been in an accident. Okay. How easy is that? How refreshing is that? Because actually, and the bottom line is you have to have attorneys who actually care day in and day out about everything in your field. I mean, we don't do estate work. We don't do criminal work. We do injury work. So we spent years doing it, and we share it with you. All right, let's try one more. We're having a little bit of fun this morning, right? Let's try one more. And this is a real case. A real case from the state of Colorado. So there's a car accident. Usually the base scenario, right? Car accident. And then so the injured person called the plaintiff, but the injured person or claimant injured their neck, and they sought immediate chiropractic treatment. A lot of people do. Some go to the emergency room, some go to their MD, some go to chiropractors. So they sought immediate chiropractic treatment, and the case on this one said the chiropractor targeted, and I don't usually see words like that in cases, but targeted this person's neck quite aggressively for the first 2 days, right? So then in this chiropractic treatment injured the carotid artery in the neck. You know, there's an internal carotid artery, external blood flow, but basically the blood flow that goes to the brain and a few surrounding parts. Okay, carotid artery, very critical. And so when that happened, keep in mind, this is a real case. When that happened, there was an injury, right? Of course, to the carotid artery. When you don't get enough blood flow to your brain or it's impaired or impeded, what happens? You faint. You have a syncopal episode, syncope. That's what it's called, but you faint. You don't have to faint. You can have a stroke. That's what happened in this case. They had a stroke. And then died. I mean, this is gruesome stuff we're talking about this morning. Maybe it'll wake everybody up. Let's wake up. And then died from the injury to the carotid artery, which led to the reduced impeded brain blood flow, which led to the stroke, which led to the death. Well, you know, I've taught you this morning, question, or as we used to say in law school, query, legal query, hello, is the insurance company for the person that was at fault in the accident liable for the death through the injury to the carotid artery and the stroke and the seizure? Now you know the answer. Come on, we're getting good at this. Yes, insurance company responsible and liable. They have to pay. And keep in mind, folks, this isn't just you cite the case law to the insurance company and they pay. They don't want to pay. They're going to fight this. They say it's unrelated, it's remote, it's too speculative. It's too this, it's too that. I used to have a saying when I was in the military. We do a mission, and some people really went after the mission, some didn't, but I had a saying for the ones that didn't. It was, it's too hard, it's too rainy, it's too muddy, it's too lumpy, it's too dirty, it's too messy, it's too windy, it's too stormy. Right. All that leads to we're not going to get our mission done, so we need to change the framework. We need to change the attitude. We need to change the atmosphere. Correcto. Roger that. So, same thing here. They say it's too speculative. It's too remote. We're not going to pay for that. You know, I don't know, 20 years ago, That would be said. I haven't seen much advertising recently, but that would be said. And so then you would have to file a lawsuit. And then when you file a lawsuit, the plaintiff's attorney was belittled. The plaintiff was belittled. The injured claimant was belittled by marketing in general of, this litigious society. They sue over everything. You're too self-interested. Well, guess what? We're no more self-interested in helping an injured victim than the insurance company is self-interested in preserving their money. Whoa, bingo. no more self-interested. If you don't stand up for yourself, nobody's going to. Bell and Pollock will. We will help you. You've seen it. Tell me where else. I'm having a ball this morning talking to you because I know we have all learned something together. I know. Makes you feel good. Just like going to school and finally you get it. You know, I wasn't so good in physics. Okay, fine. My confession. But finally when I got something, I finally got it and I understood it. It was just wonderful. Incredible. I like physics. I don't think you like me, but just an example. Once you become educated, it's wonderful. And then you know what to do. Then you know how to win. And then you're going to have the proper attitude and the proper approach and a proper game plan. I love it. Okay. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Brad will be back with us next week. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. You tell me where else in the world, where else can you get injury books for free? And you download them, download them anytime. Where can you do it? So on our website, championsofthepeople.com, we do all of this, and we educate you, and we care about you, and we treat you because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week. Splashing through the sand.